Well, the tears rolling down my face should say a lot. It was very emotional. You know, we all want change. We all want something progressive. We're tired of this status quo, you know, and this big system always winning against the little guy. We're all the little guy, and there's a lot of us, you know, half the country, and yet corruption always wins no matter what. And
so what are you going to do at this point?
At this point, well, we were saying take it to the, you know, you heard us hopefully all screaming, take it to the floor.
To do what?
The press has been shutting. There's been a Bernie blackout, as we've called it, in the press since last year. Donald Trump hogs all of it because, you know, he's a noxious, you know, media hog. And Hillary gets a lot because she's a Clinton. And Bernie's always been on the fringe without a whole lot of press or a lot of attention. We're going to give him that attention. You know, the campaign's pretty much, you know, he's not going to win. We all know that now. But we're not going down without a fight. We're not going to go down without the world seeing that 80%, I saw something, 98% of Bernie people are going to vote for Hillary. That's such a complete lie. I have talked to people who are pseudo Bernie, you know, they're like, yeah, I like him, you know, who are you going to vote for? I can't vote for Hillary. I can't vote for Trump, you know. So they say, well, I'll just write in Bernie, or I'll go Jill, or I'll just write in Mickey Mouse. You know, they'll vote. I'll stay home. You know, they'll say all these things instead of voting for Hillary because they want to vote for Bernie.
So, you know? Did you think, until just now anyway, that he still had a chance of winning the nomination?
I was talking to a reporter earlier today. I won't say from what agency. He was saying that he has personally seen the WikiLeaks thing that's coming out either today or tomorrow, and said any other human being would be put in prison for life. He wouldn't say what it is. He said anybody else would be put in prison for life. But, of course, she'll probably be given a Medal of Honor, is the way he said it. This is after the interview. I said, what is it? And he wouldn't say. He said, I'm not allowed to say. And so there's still that outside chance that it'll come out today and it'll be something so enormous that, you know, we still have that hope that because she's...
So you're so crossing pretty, your fingers something comes out
something
that leads
great,
to her being,
you know,
indicted.
That, you know, as a Hail Mary, or as a Muslim, I'm going to say we're shooting for a Hail Mary. So, and...
Okay, but now you're a Muslim.
Yeah.
And by not supporting Hillary, that creates the very real possibility you will elect Donald Trump, who at one point anyway, and maybe still for all I know, was talking about banning all Muslims from this country.
True. The thing is, and I'm not saying I'm voting for Trump. I'm not. Let's get that on the record.
I'm pretty sure you're not voting for Trump, but I mean by not supporting the alternative.
I know. But what I'm prefacing my answer by saying, first of all, I'm definitely not voting for Trump. But the thing is, for me anyway, is that Donald Trump has a lot of hot air, and he's a reality TV star and a, you know, real estate guy. Hillary has done stuff, you know, Benghazi, the emails, things like that. I'm not saying Hillary is an evil person. I know her. I've met her a few times. I worked on her campaign in 2008. I was a huge Hillary supporter. I was an enormous Hillary supporter. And she won Ohio, and I was right there on Spanish radio and TV doing interviews, because I speak Spanish, and, you know, ecstatic that she won. And then when she didn't win the nomination, pretty much every Hillary person within a couple weeks went to Barack Obama. There's nothing like that's going to happen with this. Is a completely different situation with Bernie. This is a movement. This is a revolution. You know, it's like there was a movie. You know, they said, I'm mad as hell and I can't take anymore.
Network.
And that's it. Yeah, and it's kind of like that. We're all mad as hell.
Let me get this straight. Uh-huh. You were a Hillary supporter.
Yeah.
You are a Muslim.
And I'm Mexican too.
And you're Mexican. You speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And yet, you've just told me you think Hillary Clinton would be more dangerous as president than Donald Trump.
I can't say she wouldn't. No, I'm not saying she would be. I'm just saying we don't know.